Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit, sweet Holy
darkest night. And I know everything is gonna be alright. In deep confusion, in great despair, when I reach out for help, he is there. When I am lonely as I can be, and I know that God shines His light on me. Reach out for help, reach out for help.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
What time your trouble?
Within your trouble.
Can share.
You can share.
If you love,
if you love,
life you love,
life you love,
you get the blessing,
yeah,
from above,
from above.
Heals the sick, yeah, he heals the lame. Says you can do it too, in Jesus' name. Put your feet back on higher ground.
Not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. New World Sun this morning and sweet Holy Spirit. And Mr. Van Morrison is when God shine his light on you. Hallelujah. We thank God for another Tuesday morning. Thank him for waking us up. Closed in our right minds, we have the youth. An activity of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength. And God is on our side today in spite of us. He's looking beyond fault and yet meeting our needs. And if we look around, we'll get to see over and over and over again, he continues to allow us another chance, another time, another place to get it right with him. Yeah, because he's waiting for us to come more and more and ask him to give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. He's looking for us to come to him and ask for instructions, ask for wisdom of what he would have us to do. I was thinking about this. You know, if we did that more, seek God for more wisdom, seek God for more understanding, seek God for more knowledge, seek him for his ways. If we put all our energy and time into this, we would be a better people. Today, I'm looking at the church, and I've been looking at the church for a while. And I come up with this, let God's word separate us from our flesh. Yeah, this is what we need to do, because the word, if we received him as Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, and we get in his word, and we seek him for everything, but more of him, it's going to cause us to get in his word and allow the word to separate our flesh from the spirit of God, from the word of God even. Because if we remember, Jesus is still the word. And we need that spirit living in us so that we can obey God daily, 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 daily preparing for his return. Because we don't know the day nor the hour when he's coming back. But he is coming back. And again this morning, he's looking for his church that's without spot or wrinkle. He's looking for a people that's ready to go. He's looking for a people that's been seeking his face and getting instructions and wisdom from him. I look back at the church, and we've lost so much, and we've allowed this world to become what it is. Because if we have all power on our side, when we first said, I do, and we remain seeking after him, we could change the world, but we didn't do that. We started looking for other things. We started looking for refuge. We started looking for a place to be a part of a social club. We started looking for a place where they'll do everything for us. All we got to do is show up. They've done the studying for us. They're praying for us. All we do is just show up on Sundays and sometimes on Wednesday and Sunday, sometime Friday night prayer meeting or anniversary or something else is going on at the building, we show up. But we many never decided to become the church itself. This church that's going to be without spot or wrinkle. We never made the decision to do that. We followed the pattern of other people. Some of our parents, we followed the pattern of them, but we didn't seek God for ourselves. I've talked with many people, and they've told me, oh, well, my grandmother was an evangelist. Oh, my dad was a pastor. Oh, my brother pastored church. But how about you? What are you doing? glory to his name this morning. Where is your church? You being the church, where are you having church? Is it on the job? Is it at the school? Have we trained our children? What have we done in this world that we are passing through as the church of God, as the church of Jesus? This church that he's coming back looking for without spot or wrinkle. Really, literally, look at yourself. What have I done to improve the church of God, the church of Jesus Christ? What have I done to bring souls to him? Has it just been about me and what I felt I need and what I wanted? I went to the building to get for me. And when I went and got for me, I didn't go out and share it. I didn't spread what I got out of the building. I went and got that and kept it for me. And when my children get in trouble, then I try to tell them about God. But when things are going good, we don't remember God. We remember we getting a bigger TV. We remember we got a better house. We remember we bought a better car. We remember we got a better job. But did we remember we got a better God? We got more of the word. We're living a better life unto him. So today we have to allow the flesh to be separated from the things of God. Because looking back out at the church, all these people who go to church, thousands and thousands and thousands of people used to attend that building. The building shut down. Some still went in it. Some died going into the building. Today, some still go online, on the live, on Facebook and different places to yet hear what's going on inside of the building. But we really need to hear what's going on inside of each of us that's the church. We've allowed too much to go on as the church. Now, we know that young women get in trouble all the time. We know that young men get in trouble all the time. They come together out of wedlock and here come a baby. We don't demand marriage. We don't demand no accountability for what they've done. It happened. Oh, well. I had a son have a baby at the age of 14. Yeah, I think he was 14 when Mrs. Stefan was born. And I had to step up to the plate to help him to be responsible at 14 for this baby. Now, I had to sit him down and talk to him. His dad wasn't in the home. And even if he'd have been in the home, he wouldn't have known what to say. He'd have cheered him on, thought it was a big thing at 14. He's having a baby. Are you crazy? But I had to sit him down and let him know, you did the things that was not responsible. And it's not that you haven't been taught. It's that you made the choice that you wanted to choose. It's not that you didn't know wrong from right. You just chose to do wrong because it's what you wanted to do. It's what pleased your flesh. And now your flesh have caused you to have some things that will make you responsible in a way that a 14-year-old boy shouldn't be responsible. But you got to step up to the plate now. You even got to consider marrying this girl. You may feel like she's not wife material, but if she was good enough for you to lay with, if she was good enough to have a baby by you, then she should be good enough to be your wife, and you should treat her right and take care of her right. I don't want to hear no excuses. So while we're in the midst of all of this, 3 months go by, and before day in the morning, we get a phone call. And when I answered the phone, because they were asleep, I answered the phone and the mother tell me, Miss Bach, can we talk to Dooley? I'm like, what's going on? Stefan passed. I said, well, okay, hold on 1 second. I woke him up. The whole house started waking up. All 9 of us went downstairs in the living room. I can remember it like it was yesterday. And we joined hands and we prayed the prayer of faith. I opened the door. I said, come on, we can go out here now. We're going out here and talk to them and see what's going on. So the paramedics and all these people were over there. And the mom was, you know, somewhat hysterical and everything. And when we got everything under control and got them under control and it was all said and done, we found out later on that he died from what they call crib death. 3 months old, he forgot to breathe. He forgot how to breathe. Are you listening? And so they come and they told us about a graveside funeral they were going to have for this little fella. And we got together, you know, to make sure we could pay for things and get things and all of this. And after that, you know, I told him, I said, listen, do you know God sacrificed your son for you? He sacrificed your young'un to give you a warning. You no longer have to be responsible for Mr. Stephon nor his mother. You got out of that. Don't go back into nothing else. You've been around here having your way, just doing anything you're big enough to do at 14. I said, but although you think you're getting away with something, do you see how this surface, what went on in the dark came to the light? The next thing you do that's wrong, the same happens for you. I need you to be careful. It's eight of y'all, and I can't really do the eight of you the way that I really think that you should be done, and to bring up another baby, that would just be horrifying. Don't do it, please. He had been taught at church. He had been taught at home. The only excuse it was, and it wasn't an foolishness, is that he allowed his flesh to override the teachings of Almighty God, to override the truth. So him being a 14-year-old boy doing that, how many adults allow their flesh to override the truth of God, the word of God? How many? It takes me back to this. With the many attending church, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. See, because it seems right for you to go to church and hear the word. But when you leave from the teachings of God, you're going to do what you're big enough to do. The end thereof is destruction. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. The wages, the payment for sin is death. It can be a spiritual death and it can be a physical death. And you end up in hell. See, people don't like the truth because the new wave, new age stuff come out and they accept any and everything in the church. They will accept it. Now, if you came in on the wrong page, we understand. But after being taught, you should come up. And let's say I'm the pastor. I need to make your calling and election sure with God. I need to make sure I led you to God in the right way and that I gave you to God, but I'm praying. I'm keeping in touch if I can. I'm not forcing you to do anything, but if you need me, here I am. The young man, he's very young, Marquez Griffin. He calls me on a Sunday morning to talk to me about spiritual things that's going on with him. And his reason being is he want to get it right. I'm going through this, Miss Barbara, and I'm going through that. But he wants to let the spirit lead and guide more so than his flesh. But I said I was looking at the church way back. Way back. I saw that, you know, there was a great change. The world has become wickeder and wiser, and so have the church people who are supposed to be the church. They don't believe this, and they don't believe that, and God don't have a problem with this, and I can do that, and God don't care about this, and he all right with that. Listen, you have to make your calling and election sure about everything. No matter what the preacher preach, you're going to have to pray and get in the word, asking God for an understanding of his word, following behind what that preacher said. You got to pray and ask God for discernment. Pray and ask God for the spirit of obedience. Pray and ask God to give you wisdom of his word and to help you to know that he's leading and guiding you in the right path for his name's sake. Lord, help me to follow you and not man. Help me to follow you and not my flesh. Because look, it's coming down to the wire. We're closer today than we was yesterday to the return of God. We're closer today to destruction, the destruction of the world than we was yesterday. if you look out, open your eyes and look out, you'll see nobody, it appears, nobody love nobody. Everything in 2021, and has been this way for quite a while, and it gets worse as the days progress on. It appears all people care about is money. Money, 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 money. I can't get enough money. The Lord had to show me some things. Look, the money is not there for you to pay these particular bills. But watch this. When the time comes that the bill is due, look at your checking account. Was the money there? Huh? I need you to focus on my work. I need you to seek my face. I need you to focus on growing more in me and becoming more like my son than focusing on money. You're hungry? Let me show you I can feed you. Have you forgotten? Look, people calling you, asking you what you want to eat. You're hungry? I'll feed you. You need a place to live, I can supply. But I can't supply to you and you allowing your flesh to rule and reign more than you allowing my spirit to lead and guide you. Because you're going to miss what I ask you to do to be blessed. You're going to miss what causes you to be blessed in the way that you want to be blessed, because you're not hearing from me. You're hearing from your flesh, which can't do nothing without me. I just come to bring the truth to you this morning. God is looking for a people who's getting ready, because the ready time is approaching fast. Time is winding up. Time is moving fast, if you haven't noticed. And again, we know not a day, not an hour when God is coming back. And he's looking not for a church, but he's looking for his church that has no spot or wrinkles. Hallelujah. And we got to get there. It's my job to bless you, to put something on your mind and in your heart that will help you to get there. Now, it's up to you to believe the truth or reject it. That's on you. But when you stand before him, you can't say you didn't know, because he's going to play your movie back to show you. I said, Barbara, you was there 7 a.m., you were there 10 minutes after 7. You came in around 7:20. You heard what I had her to say. You ignored it because of your flesh. You ignored it because that was a way that seemed right to you. But now the end thereof is destruction for you. You didn't live it. You let it roll on by you. You didn't open up your spiritual ears to hear if I was speaking or Barbara was speaking. All this time you've been coming, you don't know yet? Are you going to sleep when my word coming forth? What are you doing? Are you nodding? What are you doing? Are you attentive to my word? What's going on with you? He already know. But this morning he gave this to me to bring this to you. And I must be obedient unto him. And even as I was sitting here before I opened up this morning, he was constantly adding, constantly adding. I had to begin to type. Anybody heard, you got the vision, write it down and make it plain. Anybody heard about that? I had to type it and make it plain. And I got to keep it even for myself, so that I don't find myself in the wrong place. All of this I've gone through and I missed the mark. Oh, no, 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 no. The devil is a fool and a liar. And I refused to make a fool and a liar out of me. I was called yesterday and I couldn't take the call, so I was text. And when I started texting back, this lady asked me to become a part of a group that she's a part of. And so far what she has opened up and has been a part of, God led this woman. And she asked me to pray for her and asked me would I become a part. I told her, yeah. Because in dealing with her, God used what she was doing to bless me. And it was so strange, because I started praying before I got her message. It's so strange. And I know it's the move of God. And right now it's still our season. But we got to seek God with our whole heart. Stop having a form of godliness and denying the power of God. Stop it. Stop it. Let God be the God of your life. Pray and ask him for the spirit to obey. Pray and ask for that spirit and watch what happened to you. But you got to seek God for yourself. Faith cometh by hearing, but it's hearing the word of God. But it's got to be in the right context. It's got to be God speaking through his word. Yeah, and we got to have the ear, the right ear, to hear from God. If not, we're going to miss everything because we think it's that person. We think it's the voice of the person that we hear when God is using the mouth of the person. So we want to be careful. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another Tuesday morning, Father. We thank you for waking us up, closing our right mind. Father, we thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you that now that we received you, our life is hid in you. We're no longer our own. We belong to you. And Father, without you this morning, we can do nothing. And help us to remember this, Lord, that you must lead and guide us, and you're leading and guiding us into all truth. Help us to trust you and believe you. For Lord, we need you, and without you, we can't make it. Help us this morning to be your people, a faithful people unto you. For your word says that if we're faithful, you'll give us a crown of life that will never fade away. Because, Father, you're so faithful unto us. Your word said you won't leave us nor forsake us. You'll be with us until the end. And this is so true. This is so true. But Lord, we need to give you the tools that you need from us, that we will grow in you, that we will totally become yours. We can see that our life is hidden and that you take good care of us. And Father, we need you this morning. We want to be a real people that's real in you, as real as you are. We want to be that real in you. Help us today. Help us to grow in you. Help us not to be a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Father, help us not to have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. But help us to love you in the right way and to show our love unto you. For you so loved us, you sent your only begotten Son. Father, he suffered for us. He bled, he hung, he died. He conquered all and rose with all power. Father, it was you that found a way to redeem us back to you. For we was lost, we was cut off. Your love. And Father, you added grace and mercy to your love for us. And we thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough. We've made our petition known to you. And Father, we bow down this morning and ask that you would forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, our wrong feelings. Have mercy upon us this morning, O God. For there's a way to see right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Help us today to obey you from our whole hearts in the name of Jesus. For you're real this morning again, oh God. And we want to be real in you as you are real. We come this morning, bow down, and ask that, Lord, you would give us a spirit of obedience unto your word like never before. And even when you speak, that, Father, we would obey you at any cost in the name of Jesus. Help us to be the church that you're coming back looking for without spot or wrinkle. This faithful few, oh God, they come faithfully to hear what your spirit have to say to them, the church. And we want to get it right with you because we want to be without spot or wrinkle. We want to be without judging others unjustly. We want to be a people that love even those that appear to be unlovable this day. We need you, Father. We realize that time is far spent. We don't know the day nor the hour when you're returning, but Father, we want to be prepared. When you come, we want to be ready to go. Help us today. But Father, even to be absent from these bodies is to be present with you. It was you that saved us. And we're asking you today to sanctify us, set us aside unto yourself. We're asking today that you would fill us with your spirit, that you would baptize us in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, that we will walk upright before you and man, and that God, we will reach out to others, for you wish that none should perish. And we want the heart that we wish none should perish either. That God, we will speak the truth in season and out of season, that we will lift you up, that you can draw others unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, I bring every caller and every listener before you this morning. Ask that you would do it for us all. Ask that you would bless every household represented here, every family member, near and far. And God, you will work miracles in our lives today to demonstrate to us that we got you in the name of Jesus. Father, help our faith this morning. Help our trust in you. For we need you today. We need you right now. Without you, we can't make it. We can't breathe. We can't think. We can't move our limbs without you. It's you that's given us all these great blessings, and we thank you for it today. Lord, those that stand in the need of finances, those that stand in the need of housing, food, transportation, whatever it may be today, oh God, move by your spirit for them today in the name of Jesus. Open doors and make ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come this morning asking that you would bless the segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit for your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need your word. We need the spirit of obedience unto you today and unto your word. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military, children, widowers, bereaved families, intercessory prayer people, preachers everywhere. Israel and Jerusalem, our brothers and sisters overseas, America and the leadership of America. Father, have mercy this morning. Let your grace and your mercy abound and bless as only you can do in the name of Jesus. You made the heavens and the earth. Father, you got ways we've never heard of, we've never thought of, we've never considered. Move today and have your way in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And Father, we give you praise this morning. And God, as the intercessors are touching and agreeing, Lord, bless Coretta. Move by your spirit for this woman like never before. God, open every door unto her. You made promises to her. Fulfill your promise in this hour unto this woman. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise. And Father, we ask it all again in your son Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for your real. We thank you for your word hold true today. We thank you, Lord, that we need you and that we can't make it without you. Have mercy today, oh God. Lord, let none be lost that come to Jesus in the morning. Lord, let this faithful few be the ones, the church that you're coming back looking for without spot or wrinkle. Help us today, oh God, to gird up our loins in you, of our hearts and our mind, of your word, oh God. Move for us in a spiritual way like never before. That this would be on our heart day and night. That we must prepare for your return. Oh, help us today, oh Father. We thank you. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless your name. Glory to his majesty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's time. We've done been too long in the wilderness. Yeah. He's blessing us to come up on the mountaintop. And I know many still want to stay down in the wilderness. But we got to shake that wilderness mentality off of us. Shake it off of us. Yeah. And reach out to God for the spirit of obedience. Yeah. Lord, we want to obey your word at any cost. We want to obey you at any cost. We need you today. Yeah. And look, we need to be seeking him. I know we want to seek everything else. How to do a bigger, better this, and how to get a bigger, better that, and how to get a more better job, and a better car, and a this. Look, if ever there was a time to stretch out and seeking God, now is that time. And we're not seeking him for stuff and things. We're not seeking him for what our flesh wants. We're seeking him for what the Spirit is after. See, when we begin to seek God for what the Spirit is after, we won't lose anything. We'll gain everything. But we don't walk in our flesh so much, we think if we let go to God completely, we're going to lose something. I'm telling you, it's the way the flesh thinks. And then the devil will come in and endorse it. The devil will come in and tell you, now, if you let that go, you never going to get that back. He's a fool and a liar. Don't you know it? Only a fool is against God. The one that have all power, the one that can destroy you, only a fool would be against him. And especially he's a good father. Who's against a good father other than a fool? Who's against a father that can keep your soul out of hell? Who's against a father who feeds and clothes you and shelter you but a fool? Who's against a good father that teach you right from wrong but a fool? So we allow our flesh to dictate to our life. Instead of our life being hid in Christ, we ruling and reigning and controlling our own lives. That's why many things go wrong. We don't have what we should have, what we could have, what we had, because guess what? We got in the way. We let our flesh got in the way. Many of us, we went to church. We did this. We sung in the choir. I was an usher at the back door. I took up the offering. I sat on the finance committee. I was an assistant pastor. I was a minister there. I was this and that. But guess what? The enemy creeped into your camp because you wasn't watching as well as praying, because your mind wasn't on God. Your mind was on your flesh, what the flesh wanted. You didn't close every spiritual door. You left all the doors open. And the enemy came in every door, told your flesh some stuff, you agreed with it, and he started moving. Next thing you know, oops, there it is. The very thing I didn't want, here it is. And when I look back, I see I left the doors open. I went to church, but I left the doors open. I didn't spiritually close nothing. I had a form of godliness and I was denying the power thereof. I went to church out of duty and expectations. I didn't go to fill up, to hear the word and to carry, go back out and empty that which I got filled up on in the building. So by the next time I went to study, Bible study. I went to study the word. And took that back out and shared what I studied. No, that's not what we do. We go to get all we can get for us and never distribute it nowhere. And if we do, it's on a low, low level. It's to a family member. And we surprised when God uses us. That's because we never allowed him to. We've been so busy collecting. And that which we collect, we don't do nothing with it. Many times we forget what we done collected. But when tragedy hit, or we get our mind right now, God allows some things to go on because he called you, he chose you. And you're getting further and further away from him. You're going to church, but you're getting further and further away from God because all the doors open and more of the devil coming in to tempt your flesh. And you're just falling into temptation over and over. So God brings something, allows something, rather, to come to get your attention. So now you'll get back on track or you'll get right with him and begin to seek him with your whole heart. Yeah. Now you see, oh, without you, I can't do it. I needed you. I was back there, had that form of godliness, but Lord, help me now not to deny the power thereof. Help me to be holy and righteous unto you. Help me to be holy because you're holy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, look, I forgot to even pull the scripture up this morning. I done got excited already. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Already, God is faithful unto us. Because, listen, we are the church. We are the church of God. We are the church of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is yet the Word of God. If we look back in John, it teaches us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And God turned the Word into flesh. Many of us know this. We've read this. And he's still the Word today because he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the light. Yeah. And see, many of us, we have that form of godliness, and a form of God will make us weak. The Spirit of God makes us strong. See, because the Spirit of God will cause us to have faith and trust in God. The Spirit of God will cause us to stand on his word, and after standing, we're standing some more because we're standing on the solid foundation, the word of God. It's true. It's strong. It's unbreakable. It won't lie. It won't deny. It won't fail. But we must stand. And after standing on the word, stand some more. Hallelujah. It will cause us to have a spirit of discernment as well. The Spirit of God will. It'll cause us to know people. It'll cause us to feel what should be and what shouldn't be. Yeah, it'll let you know, don't follow that. You can't go with them right there. You got to go on. Yeah. Also, we'll walk according to his instructions and not our own. If we have the Spirit of God. See, we will walk according to our own instructions. Because we go back to this. That's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. See, because our flesh is not going to tell us the truth a lot of times. A lot of times our flesh will tell us the truth, but then we'll say, I don't care. I want it. I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah. Sometime in our mind we'll say this, it's against God, but I'm going to repent later. Kind of foolishness. He said, if we know it's wrong and we do it, it's a sin. Sin is iniquity against God. We're doing stuff against him, not for him now, because we've allowed our flesh to rule and reign because we have a form of godliness. We'll talk about him. We'll even testify of his goodness. But because that form is there and we're not allowing the Spirit of God and his word to lead and guide us, we messed up. But today we must seek God for his realness through his son Jesus, and not have a form, but the realness of God is what we must have today. And we must be a faithful people unto him and his word. You can't do it on your own. You need to pray. You need to ask God for these gifts. Yeah, many run after other gifts, but this is an important gift, the gift of obedience. The gift of realness in God through his son, Jesus. Not having a form of godliness, but having real godliness all the way. Not a partial, not a beginning, not a think about, not a talk about, but a live it daily. That's what we must have. Yeah. I told you, I noticed a while back, way back, really. The church has lost its savor. And God taught the church this, that we are what give the earth its savor. We are what give the earth its flavor. Because of us, the earth is still standing. But without us, there would be no need for it. Because the earth would be, the world would just be in turmoil, worse than it is right now. But because of our prayers, because we're working in the vineyard to draw others to him, lifting up his name, because we love him, because we're trying to get it right with him, to make our calling and election sure, and reaching out to share with others about his goodness. And he blessed us to be the salt of the earth, to give us his flavor, his savor. Yeah. And see, the light has become dimmer and dimmer in the church. I don't mean that building. I mean the people, the church. The light has become dimmer and dimmer because we are after the things of the world. We want to demonstrate to the world that we are not crazy. We are like they are. We're just as hip as you are. We're educated. We're intellectual. When none of that should be, we should be spiritual. Have nothing to do with education and intellect. It have to do with your spiritual, because guess what? Having the knowledge of God, the wisdom that God gives, it won't be like the world. It won't be on the educational level like the world has. I can show up somewhere in a meeting, and I don't really quite know the form or what's, you know, really to say. When it's my time to speak, God will give me the correct words. It will even surprise me that he gave me the right words to speak, that everybody in the room can understand what I'm saying. And it would be so different, they would look and say, well, who is that woman? It wasn't me. It was him. Because I choose not to be like the world, but I choose to allow him to be the God of my life. I choose to allow him to lead and guide me in the right path, not for my name's sake, but for his. I choose to always allow him to be on display in my life. And I'm not trying to steal or take his glory of any kind in any way. It's all about him, for real, for real. Nothing about me. I'm just a vessel that he can use at anywhere, in any place, at any time. But if I got that form of godliness, it's going to make me weak. If I got that form of godliness, I'm going to appear confused. I'm going to appear not as good as I could be, because I'm not depending on him and I'm not allowing the Spirit of God to lead. I'm in control. I mean, to know there's no good thing in you other than the Holy Spirit of God. There's nothing good about your flesh. It's a deceiver. Hallelujah. So, again, I noticed a while, you know, back that the day women, you know, if they want a baby, they'll have a baby from any old man. He don't have a job. He don't have a career. He raggedier than a mango seed. He got some evil in him. He's not confident. He's weak. He needs somebody else to take care of him. He can't take care of him. Full grown man. And you decide to have a baby from him. Well, what you've forgotten is this. You never considered the child will have his father's genes just like it'll have your genes. You never considered if it's a boy when he grow up, no matter what you put before him, he going to be like his daddy. Much have been put before his daddy, but his daddy wouldn't receive it. He was a boy in a man's body. full grown man, got the weight and the height and everything, but the mind of a boy, and his brain thinks like a little boy. But you decide to have a baby from him. You got to pay for the birth of the baby, whether you pay for the whole pregnancy. From day one you get pregnant to the 9 months you deliver. After you deliver, you pay for 18 years, and then you still may continue to pay because who the baby daddy was. He have the genes of the father. No good. I'm sorry, but it's true. The church and older people stopped talking about it was wrong. They stopped teaching fornication is not just against God, but you're sinning against your own body. They stopped all of that. They stopped teaching the young women to be accountable and the young men to be responsible. They stopped teaching marriage is honorable unto God. God put the man and the woman together. They stopped teaching pray. Don't look at the outer appearance. But let God choose, because he's choosing according to what's in a man's heart. They cut all of that out. No one wanted to hear the truth. Nobody wanted to hear that. What they said, oh, she made a mistake. That is true. But you've been coming to church and this being taught. And let me tell you how you knew it was wrong. You didn't do it in the open. You kept it a secret. And then as you got closer, you realized this. Being pregnant is something you can't hide. You can only hide it for so long, maybe the first 3 months. And then after that, that fourth month, you're growing like a watermelon. So you can no longer hide it. So you got to tell it somewhere. Or you ain't got to say nothing. They're going to see it. If you didn't know it was wrong, you wouldn't have hid it. If you didn't know it was wrong, you and the young man wouldn't have did stuff in secret. He'd have let people know, this my girl. She'd have let people know, this my man. But y'all kept it hid because you wasn't supposed to be doing it. You were doing what married folks supposed to do. Because see, when you get married, it's two of y'all. And both of y'all together, y'all having a son or a daughter. The both of y'all want to be partaker in the rearing of this child, the raising, the training of this child. And train up the best child that you can. I'm not talking to the world. I'm talking to the believers this morning. But we have allowed all this stuff to creep in the church and say nothing about it. So last week it was Sally. This week is Gloria. The next week is Alice. The week after her is Betty. You breeding them. You breeding this stuff in the church because you're not saying nothing. And you meeting and greeting them. Baby, we all make mistakes. No, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. He said, don't let fornication be once named among you. See, but they don't want to hear the truth. They'll make excuses before they face the truth. And believe it or not, you got to repent for that sin. You got to repent for that fornication. I don't care if the baby 10 years old, you ain't repented. You got to go back and repent for that. You had the baby out of wedlock. You got to go back and repent for that. I'm talking to the believer. I'm not talking to the world. And if you look around the world today, look at the news, look at your own community. Many times there are bad things going on right next door to us because our neighbors may believe or they may not believe in God or they may not believe in anything. The church has a responsibility to the world. I know we don't think so. When the world lost its flavor for the church, we should have saw right then we failed. And we should have come together. Look at that, Louis. We should have come together and say, look, I know you Baptists. I know you Methodists. I know you Pentecostal, I know you apostolic, I know you this and that, but we need to come together because we have failed the world and we had a responsibility to them. And God is looking at us But we couldn't even come together with each other. How are we going to save the world? How are we going to be a blessing unto the world? I'm Baptist. I can't deal with the Pentecostal. I'm Pentecostal. I can't deal with the apostolic. We can't come together on one accord as brothers and sisters. How in the world are we going to fix the world? He said, this is how the world will know that we are of him, for the love we have one for another. Now, somebody said, well, she didn't bring no scripture. I've been quoting all morning. How will the world know we are of God? They don't know. Because Pentecostals on this corner, Baptists down the street, Apostolic is around the corner, and Methodist is three blocks over. And these, we never see them come together. Then, oops, there it is. They saw the preacher on TV going to jail for molesting boys. They saw the preacher, he was on TV, he went to jail for pedophiling with young girls and having babies bound. They was out there on the whole stroll looking for a prostitute, and that was the head deacon. He was out there looking for one, too. Well, the ushers, they smoking crack. I was around there in the trap to the crack house buying my crack and smoking. Here come the usher board to buy their crack and come in and smoke together. How will the world receive us? How will the world know that we're responsible for them when we're doing what they're doing? We thinking like they think. We accepting everything they accept. We won't cry loud and stare not about nothing. We scared to say anything because they're going to point the thing at us. They're not going to like us. They're not going to come to our church. Stay home. If I was a pastor, you can stay home. I'll preach to the pews and the angels of the Lord that show up in here. I'll preach to the carpet. I'll preach to the windows and the doors. Stay home. But I'm going to preach the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. And when I stand before God and he play my movie back, where I'm the leading star, I'm the leading role in the movie. I'm the producer. I'm the director. I'm everything. I'm the pianist person. I do all the dressing and everything, the music background, everything. When he play my movie, he'll see. They didn't want to hear the truth, but it didn't stop me from obeying you. You called me to preach your word in season and out. You told me to even go into the hedges and highways. And guess what? If I have to go in the bushes and preach to the bushes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell the truth to the bushes, because the scripture said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Trees breathe. Bushes breathe. But we don't want to do this because we don't want to look out of place with the world. We don't want to look out of place with the new wave, new age church that's on their way to hell, because they ain't figured it out. There's a way that seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. See, they figured I'm putting all my stuff in the building. I'm doing what I think sound right and feel right. I don't care about what the scriptures say. I don't care about what God say should be in his house. I'm putting in here what make me feel good and what make the people feel good, and I'm going to get more people in here. I'm just telling you the truth this morning. You're supposed to be a peculiar people. We're supposed to be different than the world. Look different, act different, all of this. When the world look at us, it want what we have. The world want what we got because we're so blessed. And they're not looking at just the materialistic stuff. They looking at every time they see you, it's a smile on your face. Every time they see you, you're not crying. When you go to work, you speak to everybody because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You didn't feel like going in this morning, but he gave you the ability to go. And you told him, thank you. And the joy of him started churning in you. You start remembering, great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. You start remembering, press my way through. press my way through. God has something waiting. I'm going to press my way through. Yeah, all of this kind of stuff come up. You'll start remembering to trust the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. I feel all right there. In all your ways, you're going to acknowledge God. He's going to direct your path. You won't be wise in your own eyes. You won't fear the Lord and depart from evil. You will remember he's your shepherd and you shall not want. You will remember it's him that maketh you lie down, oh my goodness, in the green pastures. You will remember he restores your soul. He leads you beside the still waters. You will remember taste and see that the Lord is good. You'll even remember to ask the saints, oh, come on and bless the Lord with me. You might call into your prayer line early in the morning. Hey, y'all going to bless the Lord with me today, or what you going to do? Have your taste this morning to see that God is good. Why? We're remembering. We seeking God on every hand. He will never leave us, not forsake us. He will be with us until the end. We're remembering I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. We're remembering I can look to the hills from which God. We're remembering the word of God, what it says. We're remembering that our trials come to make us strong. We're going to go through some things. Some things going to be harder than other things. But because he lives, I feel all right. I can face tomorrow because God lives. All fear is gone. Why? I know he holds my future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. This is when I'm seeking him daily. And I'm not seeking my flesh. I'm not allowing my flesh to rule and reign. There's not a way that seemed right to me in the end thereof is destruction. Because I'm seeking God, seeking his word, and I'm standing on the sure foundation of God, his word. I'm not talking about what the news talking about. I'm not talking about what I feel. I'm talking about what God said, and I believe what he said. If I believe it, I'm going to react to it. If I believe it, I'm going to put it into action. But I got to learn this. I got to learn to let God's word separate me from my flesh. I got to learn there's a difference between my flesh and the Holy Spirit of God. I've got to learn to let God lead and guide me. And the more I practice this, the better I get at it. I tell you all the time, I come from a junior high school that taught perfect practice makes perfect. Not practice make perfect, but perfect practice. I'm going to be perfect at my practicing this thing. When I practice it, I'm going to get it right. And when I stand up to do it, it's going to be perfect. So if I study the word, if I pray more, if I put into practice living this word, if I put into practice applying God to everything, seeking him on every account of everything, I'm going to be all right. But we slipping and sliding. We consulting him over here, but we missing him over there. Thank you, Miss Jerry. Oh, yeah. Psalm 46 says, the King James Version, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear through the earth. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Yeah, we got to remember all of these things. But if we'll hold on and remember the Holy Spirit lives in us, and we won't allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. See, because if not, you're going to forget Psalm 46. You're going to forget Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. You're going to forget James 1 and 5. You will forget all of this. You'll forget John 3, 16. Why? Your flesh ruling and reigning. But if you let the Spirit of the Lord rule and reign and learn how to allow him to lead and guide, he'll bring all of this to your remembrance. No matter what the situation come up today, the word of God come up for me. When my daughter passed, the word came up. When I couldn't pay this and that, the word came up. Whatever I couldn't do, the word came up. The word is in me. The Spirit of God is in me. And the Spirit of God will activate the word that's in me. Now, I'm knowing I can do all things. I'm not just thinking it. I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. But it's got to be through him as he strengthened me. I can't do it on my own. See, because we haven't even learned how to wait on him. We haven't learned how to truly trust him unless we in a situation that seems devastating to us. Now we feel, oh, I can't do nothing, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But all the other times, we felt like we had it under control. We ain't seeking, we just move. I don't need him to tell me. Because what it's like is putting him in a box, putting him in the corner. And this is what we tell them without even moving our lips. Hey, I don't need you right now. When I need you, I'll call you out. He's too big. There's not a box big enough to hold him. But that's what we appear to be doing without even knowing what we're doing. We go to him when times are bad. Or we pray some things because we want this. But how many praying that spirit of obedience? I don't want a form of godliness. I want the realness of you. How many of us are really praying these prayers? Man ought to always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. How many of us go to that building and get all we can and go out and empty it out of us into somebody else so that someone else can come to God, somebody else can be blessed? Now, we getting this for ourselves. Forget them out there. It's like this, every man on his own and God for us all. Every man for himself and God for us all. I need all of this for me. I need this for me and my household. You ain't doing nothing with it. Whatever card those give to me, I make sure I bring it back to you and give it to many others. All in the street. People see me coming, ooh, there you go. I've been looking for you. Why? I need a word from the Lord. And I ain't talking about a word, because see, I done taught him. I ain't talking about a word. I'm talking about the word. My son-in-law with his crazy self called me yesterday. He said, I was sitting out thinking about my wife and who I could call. He said, let me call my mother-in-law, because when I call my mother-in-law, not only am I going to get a good laugh, but she's going to talk to me about God. She's going to give me the word of God. And I mean, we had some laughs yesterday. I was surprised he'll be calling back today, you see. Yeah. And I really want to cook for him. I really want to cook him a great meal and take it to him, and I might do that, because he talked about that yesterday. He said, you know, my wife perfected my taste buds, and she cooked like a mama, and I went and ate, but it just wasn't my wife and her mama cooking. Yeah. He said she kept trying things and adding to it until it just fit my taste buds. You see, it's good to have a son-in-law like that. He could call his mother-in-law. She's not going to put him down in no kind of way, although she may know some things about him. But he's been such a good son-in-law, and he did the best that he knew how to do. I told y'all, when I was injured, this man picked me up and told me like I was, and his sister said, no, he didn't. Because she's looking at the weight now. But this was way before I gained all this weight. Yeah, went to the doctor with me. If I call him right now, what's wrong, Barbara? And he'll tell me right now, I can't let you go out there and do that. Now, wait a minute, hold on. Look here, I'm going to meet you over here, and we're going to do it this way. A good son-in-law. That's God. I don't really have but one that I know, and that's him. Yeah. And see, because the scripture says this. I didn't say it, and some people said, well, she got one more, but she favored this one more than anybody because of what he did for her. But the scripture said, be especially good to the members of the household of faith. He's a preacher, and that utterance of the world. I got to give that preacher more than I give the worldly man. I don't know if y'all understand or not. But that's the word of God. That's not Barbara's word. Yeah. I wasn't there when he inspired man to write it, but I do believe it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, I wanted to share that this morning. And I wanted to talk about that church membership thing. Because this got to go beyond church membership. This goes to, we are the church. You see, we are the church. And we should be responsible for the world. But we failed. But it's not too late to make it right if we could come together and do it. But like I said, we refuse to come together with each other. We refuse to come together with each other. We fighting against each other. Well, see, I can't go with everything she say. That's fine and good. Because you remember Peter and John, I think it was. They had some problems. And they had to separate. Peter and John. Yeah. Many will have problems with each other, and we may have to separate, but it shouldn't stop us from loving each other, and it shouldn't stop us from teaching Jesus, teaching the gospel, preaching the gospel. That have nothing to do with us. Who did we die for? It don't say that God so loved the world that he sent Barbara. It don't even say that God so loved the world, he sent the apostolic. God so loved the world, he sent the Pentecost. He sent the church of God in Christ. He sent the church of Christ. He sent the church of God. He sent the Baptist church. He sent the Methodist church. It don't say any of that. He sent the Catholic. It don't say none of that. It says, for God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son. His only begotten son. He made it plain. His only begotten son. So that we wouldn't be confused and you wouldn't be thinking he sent Barbara. You wouldn't be confused and you thought he sent the apostolic church. You wouldn't be confused and you thought he sent the Pentecostal. But he sent his son. And it's through his son all things can happen. But we are vessels that he can use that his son can make it happen. He's the mediator between us and God. We can use our mediator to take our petition to God. But we sit back looking at what other people do. We don't have no room to judge nobody because if you open my closet, what fall out, you might pass out. But we too quick looking at what other folks do when our heart and stuff is not right. I can pick out everything wrong with Sister Dot. Them shoes look too little for her. Them jeans look too tight on. I can pick out everything I think is wrong. Now, that hairstyle, she should have got a different one. I can pick out everything wrong. Oh, see, over there, I would be with them Pentecostals, but they speak in too many tongues for me. I could get over there with the apostolic, but you don't have to do everything in Jesus' name. I would go over there to the Baptist, but they too judgmental. I like the way the Methodist people sing, but they don't baptize in water. Yeah, see, we religious folks ourselves and we point the finger. But somebody told me when you point your finger out, the thumb points back at you. So we need to get us right. Even in the scripture, it talks about the beam and the mote. Remember that? How am I going to get the speck of dirt out of your eye when I got a whole tree in mine? Let me get this tree out of my eye. Now I got 20/20 because I got two eyes, and I can better help you to get the speck of dirt out of your eye. But we forget all of this. We forget all of this. The songwriter said, come to Jesus. And come to Jesus right now. Because he'll save you. He'll bless you. He'll help you. But we must come to Jesus. And what Jesus is going to teach us is love. He's going to teach us patience, kindness, have grace, have mercy on others, love others. This is what Jesus is going to teach. And he's going to teach you that he come to do the will of the Father. And we should do the same. We should do the will of Almighty God who's sending us. And if he saved you, he called you to something. It's just us seeking him to find out what it is. And many days we don't take time to do that. And sometimes we don't want to do that. I heard the preacher wife tell me, I told him that ain't what I wanted to do. One preacher wife told him, no, I don't want them people coming over here. They dirty. Dirty up my house. He was starting ministry at his house. He couldn't afford a building yet. He hadn't taken tithes and offering in yet. So what he was doing is starting at his house where he had no overhead. He didn't have no bills because he paid the bills there every month anyway. So it wasn't an added bill. Yeah, some people, you can't go to their house, you're dirty. They feel like your clothes ain't clean enough to come in mine. Your shoes dirty, you're going to walk on my clean floor. Foolishness. That reminds me, they said, well, look, your people done come through the cornfields eating corn on the Sabbath. And Jesus had to straighten them out and let them know, was the Sabbath made for man or man for the Sabbath? What's going on here? Yeah. But we forget a lot of things, and we got to go back to the old path so we can remember. So we can look around and find things that God said long time ago that we forgot. We done forgot these things that God has said. Not what the preacher said, because they'll keep your mind in 2021. They won't allow you to go back to the old path and take a look around because they too busy finding scriptures and texts that's going to entertain you. And keep your flesh hearing what it want to hear. But we need a preacher that's going to feed that spirit man. Going to tell you to go back to the old path and look around. Go back and see what God said. And once you see what he said, go ahead and apply that. Don't just know it like James said, but apply it to your everyday life. Because when we forget God, we forget his word, we're living in 2021. We're going to be out of gas. And the service station is like 1,000 miles away. It's going to take you some days to get the gas. Then you got to get back to put the gas in the car. Then you got to go a little bit further. When I can go ahead and seek God with my whole heart and get it right and never run out of nothing, especially spiritual. When we forget the ways of God, when we forget the word of God, this is when we have trouble. And I want you to notice, as soon as you start to fight up to live right before God, the enemy going to get that much busier. But remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthen you. You can endure this trial. Because that's what it is. It's a trial, and it comes to make you strong. Yeah, it come to test you to see if you got what it takes to stay with God. Because many don't have it. They said they went to the altar and said, I do, but they have did it. They meant it until the trial came. When the trial came, oh, no, I can't do this no more. I got to let it go. But we want to go all the way with him. through every trial that he brings, because we're not going through it alone. He'll never leave us, not forsake us. And his word is going to be there. Oh, I know somebody say she ain't quote no scripture. She ain't read no scripture. She just talking. I've been quoting all morning what he said, not what I'm saying. Because I learned this too. You got to watch them Bible quotas. They can give you the verses and all. You got to watch all of that. They doing all of that. And if you look behind them, all it is a bunch of words and letters, alphabets. No substance behind them. They'll go with your wife right now. They'll go with your husband right now. They'll go play the lottery. They'll get on the gambling boat. They'll do all kind of stuff. But can quote, give you the chapter and the verses. You got to watch them kind. Because some things is according to knowledge. It's according to what they learned. But I ain't talking about what you learned. I'm talking about what you're living. I'm talking about living according to allowing the Spirit of God to lead and guide. I'm talking about what his word says, and you applying that word to not sometime, but your everyday life. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right now. Yeah, he's the truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And he don't just make ways. He is the way again. And it's either his way or no way. And no way will get you into hell. How many times have you heard, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything? If you have no standard, no morals, you'll go for anything. Yeah, you will. Because you ain't got nothing, no solid foundation to stand on. So blue said this, you going with blue. Red said that, you going with red. Green said this, you going with that. And all of that is of the flesh. It's nothing of the spirit. We want the spiritual way, the ways of God. This is what we as his people are looking for this morning. We're looking for Jesus. Anything other than that, we don't want no part of it. If God is not in it, we don't want none of it. I'm telling you the truth. Because it'll seem right to us, but the end thereof will be destruction. We'll have a form of godliness and deny the power of God. That's not what we want to do. We want to walk according to him. And we want to fulfill his will in our lives. If I had known back then what I know now, I'd have been better off. But I didn't take time to learn. To me, it was my thing. I did what I wanted to do. And you can tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. How I want to do, when I want to do it, where I want to do it at. All of this was against God. And without knowing it, I really was his enemy. But he loved me so much, he overlooked my foolishness. He looked beyond, hallelujah, all my faults and saw my need. He saw I needed him. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary. To the place where Jesus, he died for me. Huh? Because when I was a fool, he looked beyond my foolish ways. And he saw at an appointed date, he would draw me to him. And I would come. He would make me an offer, higher shot, that I couldn't refuse. And I accepted his offer. And ever since that day, he has grown me in him. My life has become better and better. Not because I have the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. Not because I drive the fanciest car. Not because I got stacks of money in the bank. But the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, is my strength. I can keep my mind on him. He'll keep me in perfect peace. Oh, I feel all right there. Hallelujah. Things come my way. I can trust in him with all my heart and lean not to mine own understanding. In all my ways, if I pray, acknowledge him, it's him that direct my path in the right direction, that not only saved me and blesses me, but it makes me whole. Hallelujah. He's the great God, and we should want him this morning. We should want him more than we want anything else. Late in the midnight hour, when you can't call your child, when you can't call on your best friend, when the church building is closed, the pastor's sleeping, or should be, you can call on him. And he's right there because he never left you. He's been with you all the way, all the time. Yeah. It'll cause us to think back and know that he was there, huh? All the time. He was there, oh, all the time, waiting patiently, oh, just for me. He was there, oh, all the time. He wasn't in line. He was just waiting patiently for me. Because he had patience like you never saw before. Hallelujah. But we got to get here. We got to let God's word separate us from our flesh. We got to let his word separate us from our flesh. Because see, when we look at his word on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, they was all in one place at one time on one accord. Look what happened to them. That promise that Jesus told them God would send back to comfort them until he come back, it came. In Acts it says the Holy Ghost. Many of us say the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God came, set upon them. Hey, glory. Woof, my goodness. Yes, Lord. So when we allow God to be the God of our lives, when we let go and let God have his way. I'm talking about let go. I ain't talking about, I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to just push it aside. No, we let it go. We put it on the altar and walk away. And not even really thinking about it no more. I'm telling you, I put things on the altar. These were some trying things. And I walked away, forgot all about it. When God moved, I looked back. And he reminded me, you put this before me, remember? Because, see, I let it go. If I let it go, I forgot it. And I moved on in him. Now, I'm looking for a call from a Jerry. Glory. I'm looking for a call from Spinner. I'm looking for Nikki to call me. You see? You can't stop Nikki from coming over. I'm looking for Nikki to come by. Yeah, because she's going to come by and do a lot of talking. And really, she don't need me to say nothing. She just need me to listen. So she bring me something that she called healthy. She bring me a tuna pita. No soda. Drink water. You just eat your pita and drink your water and listen to me. That's all I need you to do. Yeah. God is faithful. And he have people in place just for you. I know some of you remember me telling you when he sent me to Birmingham. And I didn't go straight into Birmingham. The bus went up to Montgomery. Miles away from Birmingham. When I got there, there was one lady and one baby, and the baby had no shoes. But all the way from Florida to Montgomery, I was crocheting boots or booties on the bus. Had a bag full of booties I had crocheted. When I got there, the baby didn't have no shoes on. Wasn't that strange? And I walked to the mama and I said, ma'am, you mind if I give the baby these booties? She said, no. Tried the booties on, every pair fitted her perfect. Wasn't that strange? I ministered to the mama. And she said, I asked God about that. I was the one he used with the answer to her prayer in my mouth. Do you hear me? Soon as I got through with the ministry, here come the bus and took me straight into Birmingham, no stop. When I tell you, I never saw a bus driver drive like that. Didn't stop until he got to Birmingham. The engagement I was going to preach to on a Thursday night, they switched it for me. Can you stay until Sunday? I said, sure. Now, you know, on Sunday, the house be packed out. So on Sunday was the day that God had the word for those people. And I was the vessel that he used. But many would have said, no, I got to go back home. But guess what? I didn't have the money to stay a few extra days, but God opened the door and made a way. My evangelist friend, Sandra Billen, come and got me and took me to her house. I didn't have to pay no more for hotel. I didn't have to rent a car. She took me anywhere and everywhere I wanted to go. Huh? Come on now. But we sit back trying to figure it out. We sit back talking about when God. When God, what? He already done called you. He already done chose you. What more you need? Step out in faith. But we sit back listening to man rather than listening to God. And holding up all this time to my we studying and we waiting and we... On what? Do you know if God already ordained you and he has if he called you or chose you? What you waiting for? Open your mouth. Move. Speak to people. A lot of times I didn't know God was going to use me for this man or woman till I said, how you doing? And they say, all right, how you doing? And they started the conversation. And when I got to join in the conversation, God just took over my mouth and he started speaking. Many times they said, oh my goodness, I just prayed for that and I didn't know how God was going to move. I didn't really know what they was talking about, but I knew I was the vessel he chose to bring the answer. And I was happy to bring the answer from God. Ain't think more of myself than I ought to, because I know I could never take his glory. I knew it wasn't me. I knew just as well that was not me. How in the world I know what's going on at your house? You live miles away from me. This is my first time seeing you. I don't know nothing about you. It was God. It was Almighty God that have all power, willing to use you as a vessel, but you waiting. I don't know what you're waiting on, but wait on. You feel you need to wait on, wait on. But somebody missing out. And how would you feel if you was struggling and you needed something and you got to wait? Because the person ain't decided yet how and when, and they got to know where. And you don't need to know none of that. That's God's business. You just need to know you showed up on the scene and you was the vessel he used. You know you're going to the grocery store. You know you're going to stop for gas. Your car don't run off air. Look around at the gas station. Speak to somebody. Might be the clerk inside. Might be the car over from you putting gas in your car. You never know with God. You just got to be a willing vessel. That's all he needs. And he'll show up on the scene. And look here, when you pull off, you're feeling so good because you know God done use you. Boy, your day goes so much brighter and better. And know what? God want to pay you. And he want to pay you with that thing that you desire the most in your heart, but you won't work to get it. If you go on man job, you know if he find out you not working, he's not going to pay you. But you look to go on God's job and don't work, but you looking for the pay. How is that? What's wrong? And the world say something wrong with that picture. I'm looking to work. In and everywhere I go, I'm looking to work because I need to pay. I had a session on Sunday. I told my son-in-law, yeah, I said, hey, Bench, look here. I was supposed to call you yesterday. I didn't get around to it. I had a session. I said it, and I needed that pay. He started laughing because I taught him how to say cash and say it real quick. So when he mentioned the word cash, he said to me, cash, cash. I got to say it quick to you, Barbara, because it come quick when I say it quick. You see? I need to pay. There's some things I'm desiring. And if I work, God going to pay me. But I'm looking to pay myself. No, I ain't looking to pay me. I can't do it. I don't have it like that. I can't bring it to myself. Only God got it. Because what he give me won't add no sorrow. What I give to myself, it may cause me to cry every night. I wish I didn't have this. I shouldn't have got that. But what God gives, his pay, it won't add no sorrow. I don't understand people. And they listen to these preachers telling them when and how they need to do. Are you kidding me? And he ordained me already? I'm not going to listen to no man. I'm going to let God have his way in my life. He got ways that I never even considered. I'm in 1 year, one Christmas, coming up to Christmas. One of my spiritual daughters asked me to go to the doctor with her. And I went to the doctor with her, but I had a bag and a purse. And if you know me, most times I got a bag and I got a purse. And in the bag, I got some spiritual things in the bag. I got scriptures I can give out. I got tracts. I may have cards. And in the cards, there's a scripture in the card. So I went into the doctor's office, and everybody's sitting in there. I just went around giving them Christmas cards. Merry Christmas. No name on them. On the front, it said Merry Christmas. And in there, I had a Christmas card, and I had my business card. I think I was doing notary during the time. I was the notary lady. And one lady said to me, she said, now, do you know how this made me feel today? I said, no, ma'am. She said, nobody gave me a gift all day, and here you come and give me a gift. She said, I appreciate this so much. She said, and when I opened it up, it was a scripture in there. And she said, lady, this scripture was just for me today. Do you see what I'm talking about? Now, some people wouldn't consider that to be nothing because, see, it wasn't in the spotlight. Everybody didn't get to see what they were doing. God will send me in as a secret agent. Sometimes he send me in like a CIA agent. Nobody know I'm there but him. Oh, but when I leave, they know they had a visit from him. Huh? It's a wonderful thing to be used by God. It's a wonderful thing to leave a place knowing that God used you there. And that place will never be the same. And that store, if it's a store, if it's a service station, they are going to be blessed. Told you about my experience in Orlando. They asked me to come to a park and do a three-night revival. Well, these two men, they were going to take me shopping for the revival. You know how they do. They dress the evangelists up with foolishness. But anyway, I went on Simply Fashion. Back then, we called it the $6 store. Anybody remember that? And I was in there looking on the rack, and as I'm looking on the rack, I begin to talk to the Lord, you know, kind of looking on the rack and saying things. Well, a bunch of ladies started coming. And I went from one to the other, just let God have his way in me. And I bought a bunch of stuff out of there. And the stuff was all on sale. We was already in the $6 store. So can you imagine? When I got to the counter, the manager said, thank you so much for coming in. She said they wanted to close my store because my quota wasn't up to par. She said, but lady, you have brought my quota up. Because see, them women started shopping. Huh? By faith, we doing this. God is going to increase our purse right here in this store so that we can bless this woman. Because she's been praying to keep her job and to keep her store. We don't do all of that. We don't go in Ross and just let God have his way. We go in Ross looking on that rack to get what's on sale, to get what we want, to look the way that we want. Yeah. Look at Louis talking about Peter Yami. It was a tuna Peter from Tidbit, Louis. Yeah. But if we'll go in Ross looking for God to move us, looking for God to move through us, looking for God to use us to bless somebody inside Ross, inside Michaels, inside Walmart, inside the dollar store, wherever we go, the hospital, the doctor's appointment, wherever we go, we're looking for God to show up in us and show out through us. Talking about you waiting on, what you waiting on? Judgment? You don't want to wait on judgment because you ain't got your work done. You want to get your work done before you stand before him. See, because I can say, Lord, these are they. You told me to do so and so with. Lord, these are they that you work that won't burn up. Because see, some stuff will burn up before you because God didn't tell you to do that. That's what you wanted to do. That's what you did. He wasn't in it, but he allowed you to do it because you had a zeal for it. I'm talking about what he chose and called you to do. I'm talking about what you're doing obeying him. It won't burn up. It'll stand for you. The songwriter said, may the work I've done speak for me. Huh? May the work I've done speak for me. Yeah, may this life I've lived, oh, glory. Speak, hey, thank you, Lord. Speak for me. May the life I lived, let it speak and say that I lived a life unto you because my life was hid in you. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving. I obeyed you, Father. I didn't obey my flesh. Because the flesh told me to act up. The flesh told me to act a fool. The flesh told me to cuss. The flesh told me to cuss them out. But the life I lived unto you, you told me to hold my peace. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You say, let the wheat and the tare grow together in the day of harvest, I do to separate. I let you did what you had to do. And you turned my enemy into a friend. Oh, I feel it all right right now. I'm feeling all right right there. Amen goes right there this morning. Hey, glory. May the life I live speak for me. Somebody need to tell yourself, may the life I live, God, speak for me. Let my life speak for me, Lord. I told somebody, I said, I don't want no funeral. Because I don't want folks up lying over me. They was like, no, don't do that. This and that and that and this and this and this. Because see, they wanted to celebrate my life. I got one man on Facebook, anytime he see me and he got something to say about me, he always talking about how she obey God and she, that's that life I live speaking for me. He came in the natural to do natural things with a natural woman. But when he showed up and I showed up, he found out he was a natural man, but he was dealing with a spiritual woman and she wasn't going to bow down to nothing natural. I feel all right right now. I could run right across the room right quick and come back. God is faithful to us if we'll be faithful to him. I just feel like talking about him this morning. That's all. I feel like going back to the old path, taking a look around and choosing today whom I'm going to serve. I got to stay with him. He's all I got. He's all I know. He's been good to me down through the years up until this present time. He gave me a better life. I never had a life like this before. And I thank him today. Without him, I know I can do nothing. He's on my side today in spite of me. I'm not perfect, but he's always there for me. I'm grateful unto him today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For if it had not been for him on my side, I couldn't tell you where I'd be today. But I made the choice. He offered me an offer I could not refuse him because I accepted his offer. And he told me I'm going to make your life better than it has ever been. But don't go back. I never had a desire to go back. And I thank him for it. I thank him I wanted to go forward in him. Wanted to go forward in him. Had no desire to go back to the world. Because there was nothing out there for me in the world. Yeah, there was no longer nothing for me out there but death and destruction. And he brought me into a place where he gave me a better life. And I got in his word the best that I could. I began to hear with my spiritual ear. I began to let him have his way in me. However you do, I can look like a fool. It don't matter to me. As long as you having your way through me. As long as I'm obedient unto you. Hey, glory to his majesty. Because this work going to stand for me one day. This life going to speak for me one day. The work won't burn up. I've loved my enemies. I'm telling you the truth. And I've had some enemies. But I loved them. Because that's what his words say. I prayed to him and he blessed me. And gave me the ability to love my enemies. I prayed to him and he blessed me. And gave me the ability to pray for them that despitefully use me. Them that don't even like me. I prayed to him and he blessed me to be able to love them too. And to pray for them. Because many times people don't understand. She don't have nothing against you, but the devil will show them. Oh, she just doing all that and saying all of that to hurt your feelings. She doing that like that so you can look bad. The devil is a fool and a lie. I told you. And it'll make a fool and a liar out of us, but we got to let him. He can't do it unless we allow him to. Hallelujah. God is faithful. And we want to be faithful unto him. Because if we're faithful unto him, hallelujah. Glory to his back. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to give us a crown of life that will never fade away. Never. He's going to hold us ever so near and dear to his heart. We're going to be the apple of his eye. It don't matter about being the apple of the world's eye. Because if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. We want to be the apple of his eye. Look at David. Look at Abraham. Call Abraham's friend. Said David was a man after his own heart. I want to be after God's own heart. Hallelujah. I want to be his daughter. I want to walk in his way. Hey, glory. I want to be the church he's coming back looking for. Without spot or wrinkle. I want to love him unconditionally. I want to obey him at any cost. Hallelujah. He's for us this morning. We just got to learn to be for him. We are the church. And we need to be responsible for the world and walk accordingly. Oh, yeah. We need to do what his word said. Cry loud and spare not. Nobody's going to retaliate against you. And if they do, the angels of the Lord will take care of it. He got a boy over there. They call him Michael. And he don't play the radio. If God sent him to do something, Michael come in and do what God says do. And I used to tell people, he don't even leave earth there. It's just a big hole. Like nothing was never there because he's going back and give God a good report of what he told him to go and do. I believe that this morning. I believe we have angels assigned to us to do whatever we need them to do. But we walk so in our flesh, we think we got to do it. I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to let the word work for me. I'm going to let the word do the work. I'm going to ask God to send my angels to do whatever I need to have done. But Lord, you use me. I want to be that worker unto you. In the vineyard, working during the day because when night comes, I can't see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to work unto him. Some days I feel so tired. Yesterday was one of them days, but I had work to do. I had to get with that Nikki. You hear me? You're not going to stop that Nikki. Move with it if you want to. You're not going to stop Nikki. Nikki coming. Nikki say, I love her, but I got to stop her from eating all this crazy food. I love her, but I can't bake her not another pound cake. She gotta get that weight off. I'll bring a little something to Peter, and she'll drink some water, but on my watch, she got to have soda and fried chicken and that good macaroni and cheese, because Nikki can cook, y'all hear me? Ooh, that thing knows she can make a macaroni and cheese that stand up and do the Harlem Shake in the middle of the floor. Nikki said, not another bowl. Not even a teaspoon, a half a teaspoon of it. So Nikki bring me something to eat that's healthy. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And yesterday she did let me have fish and a few shrimp and some grits. So I won't complain. I said, Nikki, you want more cheese? No. Because see, she didn't want me to have more cheese in the grits. Yeah. See, God is faithful. He ain't even put people in your life to bless you. People that love you. Look at Louis. Louis, I want you to stop. Cut it out this morning, I say. Yeah, God will put people in your life that love you. Many days I look back and I look at Brother Frank. I know y'all think he's my favorite and I just love him. And oh, Frank. Yeah, I know. But I look back many days at this man. And I look at his situation. And I look at when he could, all he wanted to do was work unto the Lord. And he used his telephone. Listen to me. And he had appointments. And even when he would go to appointments and he saw people he knew and people he met, he was never too big to talk to these people. And he's a man of substance. You would have to know Frank. He just not any kind of old man that just fit in any kind of old thing. Now, that's not Frank. Frank is a man of substance. He's a man of standards. He's a man of morals, integrity. And many days I look back at Frank and I say, Lord, have mercy. Look at this. I never saw nothing like this before. Because, see, I'm looking in the spirit, too. I hear and see in the natural, but I'm looking in the spirit as well. So I see how God has used this man. And many times when he speaks, the people can hear that anointing. And they're not really drawn to Frank, but they're drawn to that anointing, which caused them to have to deal with Frank. But he dealt with them on a spiritual level. And he put that word out to many. And he would send many to Jesus in the morning. I'm talking about he'll send many. When I had a case I couldn't deal with, Anthony was one of them cases because he's a man. I never been a man. I'm a woman. And you know, we solved. See, Frank was a man. Me and hard. I hate to say it for y'all, but y'all some tough brothers. I sent Anthony to Frank. Frank just took Anthony anyway under his wings, praying for Anthony, encouraging Anthony, talking to Anthony. I did what I could do in talking to him. But see, he could listen to Frank more because Frank was a man like he was a man. Next thing I know, Anthony done come a long ways. Next thing I know, Anthony got a stable career. Huh? Next thing I know, Anthony's speaking in tongues. See, y'all didn't see where Anthony came from. I said, look at God. Put Frank right there in time to bless Anthony, to bless me. Back in the day, I could call Frank. I said, and y'all heard him say it the other day, if you need me, I'm here. And he just talking about a phone call. If you need me financially and I can do it, I'm here for you. But back in the day, he said, I'm going to call you after the show. I said, okay, Brother Frank. After the show, Brother Frank called me later on that day and said, go here and go there and do this and do that and put this over there. It was coming up to the holidays. When I tell you I was able to do Thanksgiving baskets, bags of grocery, fresh chickens in there, Christmas was right next door, I was able to give out fruits and bags of groceries and stuff for the children. It was just ridiculous. My ministry had never done that before. But when you got a desire for the things of God and you want to please God, he'll raise somebody up to bless you to do what it is you need to do or want to do unto God and give him the glory. Even the people that worked in the rental office at the project apartments, the low-income government apartments, they was coming for the stuff. And I'm like, hold up now, hold up. And this for the residents. Well, we ain't got like this. We ain't got it like this, Miss Mac. I said, well, hold on. And if something is left, I'm going to split it between y'all. And I was blessed to split it between them. Over at the store, I called Frank. I said, Brother Frank, I need $500 for stock. And he said, hold up, hold up. If that's what we need over there, let's get the stock then. Let's get it going. You know what to do. Huh? God, but you got to be for him. You got to be seeking God's face. You got to want to do what's right by people. And God raised the Frank up. I'm telling you. And you don't forget this kind of stuff. Louis. Oh, I can tell you some stuff about that Louis. He don't like all of that. I ain't going to be like that, but he don't like all that. So I shut up. Sister Linda. See, they don't like all of that. So, I don't do too much talking. Frank will let me go so far. And then some days he can't stop me because I'm on the roll. I got to tell it. It's a testimony unto God for me. It's going to put stars in my crown, huh? It's going to cause me to say, this is work that won't burn up. But y'all know if Louis been with me for 11 years, y'all know, my goodness, Sherry. That newcomer, Jerry. I ain't going to call Dorothy Goodman name. Did I call her name? Oops, there it is. Diane. It wasn't even my birthday. Diane sent me birthday gifts. I said, Lord, this woman here. Yeah. And when I talked to her on the phone, she'd be so cheery and bubbly to talk to me. Because I know when she come with Minister Shonda, I guess she said, well, Minister Shonda know her, and I don't know her, but I go to, hey, Diane, you just as important. I consider you my friend. I'm not going to leave you second-handed. If I give Shonda a gift, I'm going to give you one. Yeah. Matter of fact, it might be a little bit better because Shonda's a minister and she know God in a way that you don't. So I'm going to give you a little bit better so you can see God love you too. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Samoa. Yeah, I talk about it. Samoa said, Sister Barbara, you said you were supposed to send me $60 more. I said, yeah, well, give that to Sion and give 30 to Sion and 30 to Sister Rita for me, please. Huh? What you say? Okay, then. Jermaine, he trying to sneak and do something undercover and pay for the show 1 month. And he was trying to do it anonymously. Now, sir, you wouldn't because I needed to know because I had prayed. He couldn't do it without me knowing who did it. He tried. And it tickled me real good. No, sir, brother, you ain't going to do this. Rita, I'm feeding the project children. Rita doing all she can, sending what she could to make sure I had enough to feed the project children. Oh, don't tell me what God won't do. Don't tell me what he will not do. Some people, they didn't have money or they wasn't led to send money, but they sent me a song. Yeah, Sion and Buddy. Oh, people have done some things. I can't hide it. Yeah. That boy over there, Justin Gilmore, sent me a song in the name of a preacher that blessed me for months. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And I am grateful unto Almighty God for every gift, for every blessing, every friendship. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name when I tell you. Hallelujah. I just felt like that this morning. The Lord just gave me that to share about that Frank this morning. And that just was on me. And I looked up and that was Frank. God, let me tell you something. He says what he means and he means what he says. And if you obey him, you're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Let's go to this one right quick.
Looking at it.
Just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Lee Williams and them spiritual QCs this morning. Can't run and you can't hide. There's no need to even try. Hallelujah. The studio is open. If there's anyone have something this morning they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one today. And come in, and we talk today about let God's word separate us from our flesh. And that's what we got to work on, because we don't want to continue in our flesh all the time. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. Let him lead us. The songwriter said, let Jesus lead you all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. Hallelujah. We want to be led by God today. See, because he's going to lead us into the right path for his name's sake. He's going to lead us into some great places. Sometimes it's places where you never thought you would go, never thought you would end up. He'll lead you there. I, as a child, Alaska was one of my dream places to visit. I never had no clue I would ever live there. I just wanted to go there and tour and see and come on back to Florida. Well, he blessed me not only to tour there, but to live there 4 good years. I said 4 good years. Way down in a place I never heard of, Fairbanks, Alaska. Yeah, got to see real live what they call Eskimo, Native people from Alaska, born and raised there. I got to learn about some of their culture, you know, some of their ways, the food, the jobs, all this type stuff. And so I was blessed. My next spot was Hawaii. And don't worry, it's coming up soon. I just hadn't really focused on it. But if I focus on it, I'm there. And I don't believe I live there. I just want to visit there and come on home. One day Africa, because I've had so many invites. Now, it was never a place I really wanted to go to, like Alaska and Hawaii. But eventually, one day I will go. I believe that. Just to see and come on home, if it be his will. Yeah. Australia, Italy, Greece. Yeah, I got some places I want to go still. Hallelujah. And God is able to make it possible. But wherever he allow me to go, there's going to be work there for me. There's going to be work. And I'm going to obey him and come on back or whatever he says. That's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Sister Rita, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning. I am blessed and I am so grateful. How are you, Sister Barbara?
I am good over here, Sister Rita.
Well, I just wanted to share some news with everybody. Good morning, everybody. You're going to make me try to tell everybody good morning. Let me see. I'll try. All right, I'm going to start with the brothers. Brother Anthony. I got you, Brother Anthony. Brother Louie. Brother Frank. Brother Jermaine. Okay, that's all the brothers that I know. All right, the sisters. My auntie, good morning, Auntie Rose Brown. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, Sion. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Mary Ann. The only reason I remember her name is because I have my best friend, Mary Ann. Goodness, how many is that? Because I got to beat I got to beat him. I can't remember anything right now. Maybe later. But right now I can't remember anymore. But okay. I just wanted to share some great, great news with all of you. God is so good. He's good every day. God is so good. I took Kyle to therapy yesterday, and my baby walked without anything, no walker, no cane, no crutches, no nothing. He walked probably about 20 steps and looked good, looked real good. So I just want you all to know that I thank you. I thank God. I thank Jesus. I thank all of you for praying for my baby. And he's doing good. Yesterday was amazing. And so I don't know what else to say. I'm just blessed and I'm grateful. And I thank God that my baby's on his feet again. You know, he's not 100%. It's still, you know, his left leg is very weak because he hasn't used it in over 2.5 months. But it's, you know, he's on his way and he is getting stronger every day. And by the grace of God, he'll be 100% here, you know, probably in the next couple of weeks. So I just wanted to let you all know the update on Kyle. And it just made my day. It's made my week. And I can't wait to see him run, you know. And his therapist was so funny. You know, Kyle was walking back to him because I was standing next to his therapist. He told him to walk away, so you know, to walk. And so he was telling him, you know, you have to shift your leg here, shift your weight here, you know, trying to help him again to, you know, to balance himself on both his legs. And so, he walked all the way across the room, and he told him to come back. And he said, his therapist reached out his hand, you know, like, and he says, come to mama. And, you know, he's like, oh, no, we got to stop this. You know, it embarrassed him, you know. But it was so cute. He's walking. He's walking. Thank you, Jesus, he's walking. So he's in great spirits, you know, even better than he was the previous day. So it's only uphill from here. And he just wants to go and do all kinds of things. And I said, you gotta hold up. You know, he wanted to go bowling yesterday. And I said, you can't bowl. No. He says, you're going to twist your hips. You got to be careful on what you do because you're still not 100%. We go back to see the doctor December, I think, 29th. And at that point, he'll probably release him. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. I've known this since yesterday about 2-something, 3 o'clock, and I wanted to share it with everybody this morning. Couldn't wait. I thank you. God bless you all, and I thank you for all that you've done to help, you know, pray for him. So just wanted to share that this morning. That was it. I can't name any more people. I got to write. I got to start writing them down.
Yes, ma'am. So look, what I did is I took some names out, and the reason I took these names out is because I never really hear from these people. So because I don't really hear from them, you know, I just took the names out and try and make it easier. For you and Brother Anthony and those who want to try and remember. So you came close, Sister Rita. You came real close. Yeah, you did now. But I'm going to say hello to everybody and so that everybody can see that these names are less. And maybe you can write them down. But we got new Brother Calvin. He's been with us a while. That's Sister Jerry's son. But I just recently started calling Brother Calvin. And then Brother Justin Gilmore. He's recently new. And Brother Marquez Griffin. He's recently new. Kim Hopps. Brother Lee Hamilton. Brother George West Perry, now they older listeners. Brother Mike Hopps, Brother D, Brother Anthony, Brother Jermaine, and Brother Louie. Yeah, these are older brothers, you know, that's been here a while. Dorothy Goodman, Mary Ann, Rose Brown, Melanie Rose, Laura, Mr. Mason, and Miss Deborah. Alexis, Andrea Spinner, Sister Rita, Sion, Diane, Sister Jerry, Sister Angela Foot, and Sister Anna Lee Foot, Mama. Yeah, that's how I remember Mama. But Anna Lee Foot, Angela Foot, and Apostle Claudia Boatwright. So this should have made the list shorter of the names that I called. And if you can kind of write them down, hopefully I didn't call them too fast. But if you could just initial and go back and, you know, think about it and you want to try again, we're going to try every day. It's going to be open to you to try to call those names. And I take account of how many you got right. Yeah. And it's okay. Did I say Brother Frank, too? I think I said Brother Frank. I hope so. No, I may not have said Brother Frank, but Brother Frank in there.
You,
all right. So,
you didn't say Brother Frank or Brother Louis either.
Oh, well, Brother Louis. Brother Louis, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am. I need the help. I need the help. Brother Frank, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Calvin, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Grissom. Yeah, that should be for the men. And I think I called all the women names. I'm sure I did that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But you did good, Sister Rita. You did really good. You did really, really good. So we're going to keep
Thank
the competition
you.
Going. And
I think Brother Anthony right won, though.
Yeah, he won this week. He won this week.
Week's not over. Brother Anthony, I got you.
Oh, Anthony, she coming back. She coming back at you, that bro, Anthony. And it's going to be all right. But all right, I'm going to move on to Sister Jerry. She got her light on in the studio. God bless you, Sister Rita.
God bless you, too, Sister Barbara.
Good morning, Sister Jerry. God bless you.
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
I'm good over here.
Oh, yes, we better than good. We're great. And Father God, we thank you for this day.
Yes,
I thank you for the good news Sister Rita just gave us at Calis. Ooh, look at God. That's all I can say. Oh, look what God is doing in this season.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not always about money, but God is moving in his body.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Truly, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And Bob, thank you for just talking on the goodness of the Lord. Sometimes we don't have to hear about a scripture here, like Hebrews 1, the faith. We don't have to hear about John 4 and John 5 and James. I mean, let everything that has breath,
amen,
praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
All we got to do is say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have mercy on me.
I've been feeding
this
him.
Morning.
I gave him two, you know, handfuls.
Lord, I thank you that I got my living breath in my body, that I can breathe and I'm not on a ventilator.
Amen.
Oh, Father God, I thank you. Thank you I'm not up under someone else's wings and someone else's rules, Lord. I'm guided by your spirit, your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that I opened my eyes today in my right mind. I thank you, Lord, that everything I'm doing is because you allowing me to go through it with you, Lord God. It won't always be like this. My life is turning around. Some people No one ever get up and say, you know what, today I want to be homeless. That's why I'm homeless. No. Sometimes God put us through some trials and some tribulations just to see if we're going to trust him, even in our worst state. Father God, I trust you. I trust you when I don't know what my refrigerator is saying to me. I trust you when you came and got my husband and I didn't even know how to turn the stove on. Lord, I trust you. I took my car to the gas station and didn't even know how to open the tank to put gas in it. I'm like, I don't know nothing about this car. God has blessed me with brand new car, no payment, and I don't even know how to put gas in it. So I'm blessed beyond measure. And my brother said, well, what do we do? I don't know. We took our time and we breathed and we finally found the switch, how you let the trunk up and how you open the gas tank. Father God, I'm so blessed. And we're blessed to have you each morning, Barbara. We're blessed that you remind us that without God, we have nothing. We make mistakes by doing crazy things, but God bring us through it. So thank you, Sister Barbara. I want to say a special good morning to Sister Sion. I want to always call her Miss Sion, but no, don't do that. So I thank God for allowing all of us to be in fellowship over the phone. And God, please have mercy on the United States of America. Have mercy on a mother that's getting some news that maybe her son or daughter has been killed in the military. Have mercy on the inmates, some of them, because of some wrongdoing and mistakes that they've made. Let them go, Lord, for they truly have learned their ways. And Father God, thank you for giving me my son, Calvin. Oh, it's a challenging thing with Calvin and I. But we get through it. My brother is here with me now. He says, sis, how do you do it? With the help of the Lord. Amen. Because, see, I could have been Calvin. I could have been Cal. I could be anybody that's under some bad circumstances. So in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to have a friend like Barbara to say, Jerry, I got this show. I want you to try it. I'm going to keep on following you, Sister Barbara.
Amen.
Good morning, Brother Frank. Good morning, Brother Anthony. Good morning, Brother Jermaine. I can't remember my own children's names, so I'm not trying to be in a contest because I call my brother every name but his own name, and he'll finally say, I'm John. I go, oh, that's right, John. Come here. And I've been knowing him over 65 years. But I go, Isaiah, Emma, Robert, Calvin, what's your name? He says, this is me, sis, John. Oh, yeah, that's right. Come here, John. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. Thank you. And that's all I call to say.
Amen. God bless you this morning, Sister Jerry. And
God
I know
bless
how that
you.
Go. Brother Lewis say, hey, Sister Jerry. Hey, look at him.
Tell him, hey.
Okay, he hear you tell me I'm so old when I was born and dead. She wasn't even sick. You know, Louis, too much.
Lord, he's too much. He's just too much.
Okay, Louis just too much. But we thank God this morning and thank God for the few names that you call. You get there, Sister Jerry. It may take you a minute, but slowly but surely you're trying to get there. And we thank God for Kyle's healing. But see, I knew he would get better. It's just a matter of time. And he's going to get better than where he's at right now. And like Rita said, she'll be glad when she can see him run again. And he'll be able to do that. He's going to be able to do that. Just give it a little time. And like him, tell him, don't rush it. Don't rush it. Let it take its time because it has to heal. And once he heals, he will be better. He'll be able to run, walk, skip, jump, and maybe able to play basketball. We never know, you know. But I know God is working on him. And I know that God is going to perfect in him what needs to be perfected. And so we keep praying for him, keep praying for Rita, and we pray for one another, and we keep it going. Yeah. And it's already all right today.
All right.
So is there anyone else have something they would like to say today? Please feel free to press that number one and come in. And while you're thinking about it, I'm going to one more request of the morning. And when we come back, if no one else have anything they would like to say, we'll pray out today and get out early. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to this one.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So long, bye-bye to my troubles, my pains, everything that's not of God. Bye-bye, goodbye. Don't ever come back. Hallelujah, because we serve a true and living God. Look, that Lord gets too much. Look, he done got deep. Tell me this old car, he said, my other car is so old, I bought it from Fred Flintstone. Oh, my goodness, you was running on your feet. Running on your feet. I had to laugh. I won't scream. Oh, my goodness. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Bless all the favors. Good morning to you, Miss Barbara. Good morning to everybody. First of all, I want to give God thanks for waking me up this morning. Thank you for life, for experience, giving my right mind, allowing me to see another day I've never seen before. Thank you for the activity on my limbs and keeping me in good health. Thank you for everything going in my life. And who he is to me, where he brought me from, and where he's taking me. Thank you for just drawing me to him daily. I'm going to say good morning to everybody. Good morning to you, Ms. Barbara. Good morning to Brother Lewis, Brother Frank. And say good morning to Sister Jerry, Sister Rita. Say good morning to Brother Jermaine this morning. And say good morning to Brother D, Brother Mike. Say good morning to Sister Gloria. Say good morning to Sean, Kim, Sister Rita, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Sheila, the Leaflet family. Foot family. Good morning to y'all. Brother Hart, Sister Hart. Say good morning to Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Stella. All right. Good morning to you, Alexis. Good morning to you, Brother Calvin. Brother Hamilton. Say Good morning to Brother Perry. Good morning to Diane. Goodman. Mary Ann. That's all I got right now. Good morning, y'all. I just thank God again, you know, being able to come on the show in the morning and get some spiritual food and just fellowship and get a laugh. I know, you know, we saying the names and things, but, you know, it just tickled me to have me a good laugh this morning. So, you know, I've been enjoying it. You know, I just sit back and, you know, just enjoying the food and the bird. And, you know, I was thinking about, well, is, you know, what the topic was about the flesh. You know, we got to die to the flesh daily. And I ask God to let me die to this flesh daily. I will not feel the lust of my flesh. And that flesh is a hard thing to deal with at times. And, you know, God just opened my eyes and showing me things. And, you know, I just try to walk according to his will. And I ask God to lead me and direct my path, you know, that I will be walking according to his will. And give me, you know, a do right mind, do right spirit. And I was just thinking about yesterday what Brother Jermaine was saying, and it's kind of funny he said it about the boxing thing. I had watched it a couple weeks ago, about a week or two ago. I had watched it, and I noticed that the guy, you know, I ain't really look at it at the time, but you know, I seen it in glass. You know, when he came in the ring, he pointed out to God, you know, heaven. And then Brother Jermaine just pointed to my attention. And I seen, you know, I watched it again. And, you know, just God put it in my spirit, you know, we got to walk and not faint. You know, we go through a battle and we don't give up, can you? And then looking at that fight, you know, the guy, you know, third guy, you know, in the beginning, it looked like the other guy was winning, the Tyson guy. But, you know, in the fight, the third guy, he got knocked down. And he got knocked down about two times. But he continued to fight. And, you know, even they just, you know, kind of put in my spirit, you know, even though it seemed like, you know, the enemy be winning, you know, but we stand firm in the word and we continue to walk according to God's will and do his will and focus on things of God and pray and stay in our word. You know, God will be with us and help us to continue to stay strong and, you know, go to the will of his plans and that we should run and not faint. So, you know, I just thank God for that. I ain't want to hold up everybody. You know, I just ask y'all to continue to pray for me, and I keep y'all in my prayers. Y'all have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen, Brother Anthony. Amen. You know, I heard a little bit from it from what this boy name, LL Cool J. He was giving out kudos to the winner and this, that, and the other. But I said to myself, them boys getting in there, and they getting in there in the spirit of God. That's who's winning. I tried to talk to the spirit of, I don't watch boxing, but to the spirit of this boy, Mike Tyson, and tell him, don't get in there with Evander Holyfield now. If you're going to get in there with him, you better repent and do some praying, son. Because if you don't, this boy, him finna knock you out, and he finna whoop you real bad. And what I heard about what happened, he bit his ear and all of that. Y'all forgive me. I said Tyson was trying to get him off of him the best way he knew how, because he was putting them hard blows to him. But when you going in, and like David said, you undefiled a giant. Who are you to come out, you know, against the name of God? And that Holyfield was putting something on it. Yeah. So you got to be careful and know your opponent. Yeah, don't go in there thinking it's mere man. Because you a mere man, you better consider some prayer or some something and asking God to help you. Yeah, yeah. Listen, Brother Frank said good morning to everybody. Good morning, good morning. And so I thought I would tell y'all what he said. And Frank texted and carried on, being all of that over there in the texting world. Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing that he can text good, too. Yes, he can. And so we just thank God this morning. I'm like you, too, Brother Anthony. I like that good laughter. I love to laugh. God wants us to have the word. He wants us to live right. But the word is, I believe it was Solomon who said, laughter is like medication. Yeah, medication is good for you. If you get the right medication, it'll heal you, make you feel so much better. And so this is what laughter does for me. It makes me feel so much better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love a good laugh. Uh-huh. And then, yeah. And when Brother Lewis said that about the Flintstones, that thing tickled me real good. I almost screamed out. He talking about baby elephant vacuum cleaner. That's too far back right there. That's too far back. Says he's so old, his social security number is 1. Now, you know, Lewis got to stop his foolish system. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but I love good laughter. And I know God don't have a problem with us laughing. And we're not laughing to mock somebody or, you know, somebody with a handicap or anything ugly. We like good, wholesome laughter. Yeah, that's what we like and we enjoy it. And I just think, oh, that was my 708. I saw that number earlier. God bless you, 708. Good morning to you. Yeah, always good to see that area code. And I just thank God today. And for those who never have anything to say, but, you know, they sit back and listen, God bless you this morning. And I thank God for you. Those that come through the archives, God bless you. God bless you today. Thank God for you. This faithful few. A few of us. It's faithful. Yeah, and coming to Jesus in the morning. Brother Lewis say, hey, Brother Frank and Brother Anthony.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, he holding that cat down over there, brother, you know. That's his job Barbara, right there. Uh-huh.
I want to say something to Miss Jerry. I just want to encourage you, you know, my middle son has autism, and, you know, my middle son has autism, you know, and I just, you know, what Sister Jerry was talking about this morning, and, you know, growing up, I always had, you know, Lord, I guess, you know, the Lord knew what my situation was going to be. So, you know, growing up, I always had a place in my heart for, you know, special people, you know, and, you know, just, you know, the type of person I am, you know, regardless or, you know, what go on and, you know, who, you know, family or not, you know, because I had been in a relationship with a lady, and, you know, she had a daughter that was special as well, you know, so it's like God prepared me for what, you know, I was going to go through and what I would have to deal with, you know, so I just want to encourage Sister Jerry just to, you know, continue to faith, and, you know, God got him, and, you know, every day my son surprises me, you know. And, you know, over time, you know, he gets better and smarter. And, you know, my son, he loves some dinosaurs, and he can tell you every name of a dinosaur that you can think of and, you know, what they do, what they eat, and all that. So, you know, I just want to encourage him to care and, you know, everybody out there to just, you know, continue to love on your children, you know, and, you know, just, you know, try to spend as much time with them and, you know, and encourage them, you know, and I as far as with my middle son that has autism, you know, he can read and write. And I was laying down, and the Lord just put in my spirit, say, you know, get the Bible and get him to read, you know, a certain verse. And I went to Psalms, matter of fact, the 23rd song, and I got him to read it, and He read it to me. And he messed up just a little bit, but he read the majority of it. And, you know, he just gave me all the good, you know, to know that, you know what I'm saying, you know, he was the word, you know, that, you know, as I continue to, you know, be the man, the father to him, and raise him like my grandma raised me, you know, that, you know, he'll be able to hold his own, you know, so I just thank God for that. And y'all just feeling, you know, inside, you know, and knowing that, you know, God through everything and, you know, through his children that, you know, he use them to, you know, to do things in your life and encourage you as a father and a mother. So I know I just thank God for that. Amen.
Amen, amen. Yeah, I believe they'll be all right. They are human. God made them. And they may have a little bit of delays and things, but God is faithful. And they know what they like. They do know what they like now. And what they like, I need y'all to give it to them. Yeah, just hear what they like. It's going to be all right. And Calvin liked Jesus in the morning. That's his thing right there. He likes that Jesus in the morning, and Jerry going to have to get up and turn it on for him. Because if not, he's looking for him. Where is it now? What you doing over there? You ain't got me on the show today? Yeah. So that's why I try to play songs that he likes. And encourage him, and that's why I say good morning to Brother Calvin. Yeah, so he can hear. Yeah, because he no fool now because we got a, you know, a little delay. But we thank God that he's able to heal him. He's able to keep him functioning. And like you say, Brother Anthony, we keep him lifted in prayer. And it will be all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So is there anyone else? If not, I will pray us out. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. All right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you for Brother Frank in the text, Lord. Thank you for Brother Anthony and Sister Rita calling in to say something on your behalf. Thank you for the testimony of Kyle this morning. Father, we thank you for all you've done, what you're doing right now and what you're going to do. We thank you for freedom this morning. Hallelujah. We've been set free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord, that we want more of your spirit than our flesh. We thank you for the prayer of faith, because it's that prayer of faith that makes us whole. As we move out today, God, as we go out, we ask that you would bless our going out, bless our coming in, meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you. And we ask again this morning, those that are standing in need of finances, the housing, cars, whatever they need, that, Lord, you would open a door and make a way for them this day, October the 12th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. In Jesus' name. We have 90 seconds, but I'm going to play just a little bit of this one, and we're moving on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where did I see it at? Where did I see it at?
Calvary, and it's gone. Salvation Station. There's a train leaving from Calvary, and it's gone to Salvation Station. I'm gonna jump that train. Gonna jump that train. Down, we're gonna leave Sin City. ever gone now. They don't take that kind. Gonna listen today, leave it all behind. Cause where we going, they don't take that kind. Gonna jump that train, gonna jump that train.